Hello everyone, this is Julian here for a very different than normal episode of the Men in Tights podcast. I was supposed to have gotten it recorded Friday night and uploaded earlier today for my Royal Rumble predictions, but for whatever reason, I'm just saying mental health is a bitch, yeah. Just my head wasn't feeling right for it, so here I am, and decided to do it this way. You know, no little intro, no little edit cuts, just me speaking to you. If you're watching on YouTube, on watching me on camera, but you know, this will also be on Spotify and Google Podcasts and Radio Public and all that stuff sometime today, because it's Saturday, January 24th. And I'm just gonna go ahead with my Royal Rumble predictions and just refresh my little page over here that has all the information for who's gonna be in the Rumble match, because, you know, that's quite a few, you know, late entrants into the thing. Let me get started on my predictions for the 22nd annual Royal Rumble pay-per-view event. I do have my notes right here, so let me just get right to it. First matchup that we have is, I'm sure this one's going to be on the kickoff show. Two of these, I know for sure, are going to be okay on the kickoff show. Shorty G versus Sheamus, which no doubt will be kickoff match. I mean, I'm getting really tired of all the storylines with Chad Gable or Shorty G. Shorty Gable, I really hate that they're doing this with him, but just him fighting over the fact that just because he's shorter, that makes him inferior to everybody else on the roster. I mean, the dude's an Olympic athlete. He's basically, he should be the next Kurt Angle, but because he's a little smaller than some of them, I mean, he's taller than me. I'm about 5'4", 5'5"-ish. And even so, Daniel Bryan is about the same height as him. Nobody's making fun of how short he is these days. But, you know, who knows. It's just, I hate that that's his whole gimmick, and that's pretty much every rivalry that he has right now. I mean, it started with Baron Corbin. Oh, it's one thing. Baron Corbin's a dick. That's his character, so it's to be expected. But, I mean, it's going to be a good match. I'm a fan of both guys. It's just, I hate the storyline, but it's just a rehash of the same bullshit again. I want Shorty G to win. I want him to win just so he can get some kind of momentum and maybe get a push towards the Continental or even the tag titles. But, you know, since Sheamus did just come back about a month ago, it's going to be him that wins. So, and then next up we have for the United States Championship, Andrade versus Humberto Carrillo. And this one's going to be a good match because they both are, again, great athletes, and I've enjoyed their matches very much that they've had so far. At least it has a good storyline built in, because remember, Andrade took him out after that gauntlet match back in December, so he's been out for a month. So, you know, they had a built-in storyline at least for us to go off of and feel somewhat invested in the match. And yeah, I'm gonna be using my hands a lot since I'm on camera for this one, but and yeah, as you can see the reflection on my glasses, I'm reading my little word notes that are on here. But I want Andrade to win because I want him to keep this momentum that he has going as the United States champion, especially after that ladder match he had with Rey Mysterio, which, yeah, there was a few botches in the match, but for the most part, I still really, really enjoyed it. I think Humberto is going to win this one. I'm not 100% certain on that, but I just feel like he's going to. I wouldn't mind it too much, but like I said, I want Andrade to win so that he can keep the momentum going and hold the United States Championship belt all the way at least until WrestleMania. But we'll see. And then the other match that we have on here, which I'm sure is going to be the opening match, is Bayley versus Lacey Evans for the SmackDown Women's Championship. And anyone who's been paying attention to my podcast for the past almost a year now, you know that I'm a fan of Bayley very much, and a fan of Lacey Evans. And yes, I have critiqued Lacey Evans in the past, saying that she is a little green. So, I mean, she's improved a lot. She's improved greatly in the last couple months, but she's still not completely there yet. But hey, you know, they're doing a good job pushing her. And I guess they're trying to lean a little more heavy in the fact that she was a legitimate United States Marine. In WWE, they love to, they love their support the troops stuff. And, they just had the tribute to the troops over on Camp Lejeune, which is about 30 minutes from where I live. And I wish I had known that, because I would have tried to attend if it was possible. It's gonna be a good match. Like I said, Lacey's improved a lot, and Bayley, I've always been a fan of hers forever. And I want Bayley to win and continue to be champion so that she can her title reign can mean a little more for when she does lose the championship eventually. I want her to keep it at least until WrestleMania, or hell, have her keep it all the way until SummerSlam. That would be great. I would love that. But I think because they're trying to build Lacey Evans a little bit more, they might give her the title this time. I don't know. Maybe. And then the next women's championship match that we have is Becky Lynch versus Asuka for the Raw Women's Championship. And this one is a very good storyline that I really, really like because it's building off of the match that they had at last year's Royal Rumble. That was for the SmackDown Women's Championship. Because Becky Lynch has never defeated Asuka at not for any meaningful championships, at least. Because I don't remember if any matches they've had on Raw or SmackDown where they've won. Where she's beat her, I mean, but. And if she has, then. But still, she's trying to avenge the loss that she had to her. Not just at last year's Royal Rumble, she lost in the Triple Threat TLC at TLC 2008, and then losing the tag title match at TLC last month. It's a good storyline, that she feels like this is the one wrestler that she hasn't conquered yet. Part of me actually wants Asuka to win so that, she can be a double champion. Being Raw Women's Tag and Raw Women's Champion would be nice, but I think they're building up Becky Lynch to have a big match at WrestleMania for the Raw Women's Championship, so I'm predicting that she's gonna win and retain the Raw Women's Championship. And then next up we have the Falls Count Anywhere match, Roman Reigns versus King Corbin, which. I mean, most fans are already just done and over the storyline, and I kind of am as well, but I mean, they've had good matches at least. I mean, you gotta give them that much. I mean, come on. I mean, regardless of how you feel about Corbin or Reigns, I know a lot of people hate both. I mean, I'm okay with Reigns. I don't mind him as much as I used to. Baron Corbin, my feelings for him tend to change every now and then, but, it's. I'm sure this will be a fun match. The fact that it is Falls Count Anywhere is gonna go all over the place in that stadium, and we're gonna get some good spots, like maybe, like off of, like balcony seats or whatever. Who knows? But looking at my notes, I didn't even write down who I want to win or who I think is gonna win. So I have to think of it off the top of my head right here. Then let me think. Sorry, just getting a little distracted by the little. Challenge that I got right there. Yes, that is a puppy and a kitten. I like cute shit like that. I mean, honestly, like, I don't really want. I don't care who wins. Honestly, I really don't. But I predict Roman Reigns winning since he lost at TLC. So. And then we also have the strap match for the Universal Championship: The Fiend Bray Wyatt versus Daniel Bryan. And I'm glad that this feud has gone on a little longer because. It, there's so many layers to the story that I even now I feel like they haven't explored yet because, the thing with Bray Wyatt and Daniel Bryan goes back all the way to like late 2013 when Bryan was teaming up with CM Punk against the Wyatt family, and they had their little story where Daniel Bryan was part of the Wyatt family and then he like tried to like destroy it from within when he joined them, and that was fun, and then they had the great match at the Royal Rumble in 2014. And plus they've had the match at Survivor Series, and then they're gonna have this match this time with the strap match. And it's like I don't think a lot of fans really appreciate the strap matches because these can be pretty good. I mean, in one off the top of my head, I remember it was in 1996, Savio Vega versus Stone Cold Steve Austin at the Beware of Dog, night two because the original live broadcast got messed up by weather. So if you watched the live broadcast the first time, you only got to watch the opening match and the main event. So they had to redo all the matches in between on on a second broadcast of the pay-per-view, and the Starry V against Stone Cold Steve Austin strap match was one of those matches, and it was a great match. You guys should go hop onto the WWE Network on your little whatever devices that you have, whether you watch it on your laptop or Fire Stick or on your phone or tablet, whatever. You know, go watch Beware of Dog from In Your House Beware of Dog 1996, and check out that match because it's a very, very good match. And it was actually nominated for Match of the Year from the Slammy Awards the next year, which, after watching the match, can't really argue against that. But, yeah, of course, I'm a fan of both men. And you know, while I do predict that the Fiend Bray Wyatt is going to retain, especially since, you know, there's all those rumors of him versus Roman Reigns at WrestleMania, I kind of want Daniel Bryan to win. And I'm just realizing on my notes that I wrote Daniel Bryan. Anyways, but yeah, I want Daniel Bryan to win. It'd be nice so that he can be the only person in WWE history to have been WWE Champion, the World Heavyweight Champion, and the Universal Champion. Because nobody else has won all three of those yet. It'd be nice if he's the first one. You know, unless Triple H gets it first. We'll see what happens between before if that ever is to come to fruition. But yeah. And I'm excited for that match. It's gonna be a great match. I'm really hoping that eventually they'll stop with the red lights, because it was one thing I had when they did it at Hell in a Cell, but if they're gonna continue to do it for all of the Fiend's matches, it's getting tiring. It really is. But hey, I'm looking for that's the match that I'm looking forward to the most, honestly. Well, that and Asuka versus Bayley. And then next up we have the women's Royal Rumble match. Let me run down who we have confirmed for the Royal Rumble match so far. We have Charlotte Flair, Alexa Bliss, Nikki Cross, Sarah Logan, Natalia, Carmella, Dana Brooke, Mandy Rose, and Sonya Deville. And that is officially as of today. As of today, the 25th, but obviously, let me see. I didn't even count that. Let's see. 2, 4, 6. It's only 9 names confirmed, so. That leaves a lot of room for surprises, that's for sure. More likely we're going to get a lot of NXT women popping up in this one, like we did last year, like Rhea Ripley, and, you know, I think Io Shirai was in it last year, or could be wrong. No, not Io Shirai. She wasn't even there yet. So, but yeah, she was, because she was in the Mae Young Classic against Toni Storm at Evolution. Yeah. So yeah, that leaves a lot of room for the 21 surprise entrants. I'm sure a good chunk of them are going to be NXT call-ups, and maybe bringing back some more of the legends like they did before, or maybe even others that they didn't have for the first women's Royal Rumble match 2 years ago. In my notes where I have who I want to win and who I predict winning, for my prediction, I think Shayna Baszler is going to pop up in there as one of the people, and she's going to win it to build off of the ending of Survivor Series from last year. But who I want to win? I want, for surprise entrant number 30, Ronda Rousey to come in and win the Royal Rumble so that she can challenge Becky Lynch to that one-on-one match that we all want to see. Because there's the built-in storyline for that as well, because Becky Lynch is the only woman to have defeated Ronda Rousey during her WWE career. So maybe she wants to avenge that loss. That's a storyline that writes itself, you know. And I went back and watched the Triple Threat women's match from WrestleMania last year, and you know, I remember a lot of people were shitting on it, mostly because of the ending of the way the match ended, because the pin was a little awkward, which, yeah, it kind of was. It was actually a lot better than I remembered it being. I thought it was a great match, rewatching it again, you know, with a more clear mind and, you know, understanding how the match ended this time. But, you know, I am excited to see what surprise entrance we're going to get for the Women's Royal Rumble. But yeah, I predict Shayna Baszler to win and challenge Becky. But I want Ronda Rousey to be a surprise entrant, win, and challenge Becky. But we'll see what happens tomorrow night. And then the Men's Royal Rumble match, Let's see who we got here. We have a lot more names listed on this one. We see we got Roman Reigns, Brock Lesnar, AJ Styles, Eric Rowan, Randy Orton, Rey Mysterio, Ricochet, Drew McIntyre, Elias, King Corbin, Dolph Ziggler, Otis Tucker, Rusev, Bobby Lashley, Aleister Black, Buddy Murphy, Braun Strowman, Shinsuke Nakamura, Seth Rollins, Kevin Owens, Samoa Joe, Kofi Kingston, Big E, R-Truth, John Morrison, and The Miz. Whew, exhale. Now let's see how many that is. That's 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12, 14, 16, 18, 22, 24, 26, 27. I feel like I miscounted that. Let me try again. 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12, 14, 16, 18, 22, 24, 26, 27. Oh, I got it right. All right, so 27 officially confirmed as of this recording. So that leaves 3 surprise entrants. And a lot of people are speculating that maybe Cain Velasquez is going to be one of the next ones to be part of it, since I'm guessing they want to build up to him and Brock Lesnar for the WWE title at WrestleMania. I mean, that's the more likely scenario. But, I mean, I don't know who else would be a surprise entrant besides him. Who knows? Maybe John Cena will be a surprise entrant. We don't know. I mean, he hasn't officially retired yet. You know, I mean, he hasn't had an official match in WWE since that SmackDown last year before Royal Rumble 2019, where he teamed up with Becky Lynch. So besides that, I don't remember if he's had anything else besides. I mean, yeah, he showed up last year as Dr. Thugonomics John Cena and interrupted Elias, and then he had that appearance on the Raw Family Reunion special. Maybe Undertaker will be a surprise entrant. I don't know. I know other fans are speculating that Edge will make a surprise appearance, but I'm not putting much stock in that, and also I'm not putting any stock in anyone thinking CM Punk's gonna make an in-ring return. I mean, we just got him. He only just came back to do WWE backstage. It might be too soon for him to officially make a WWE comeback, but whether or not that's in the cards, none of us know for sure. You know, we don't work there. We're not behind the scenes. We only know what bullshit Dave Meltzer reports to us, which, you know, is bullshit. Fuck Dave Meltzer. But my prediction, as I mentioned earlier with the strap match, I think Roman Reigns is going to be the one to win this, since, again, the rumor is that he's going to fight Bray Wyatt at WrestleMania for the Universal title. But I really, 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 really want Drew McIntyre to win. I mean, he is more than deserving of it. It has been his time since he came back to WWE. I've been wanting him to get that main event push for the longest time. Hopefully this will be his time. We'll see. Don't know for sure. I want him to get that main event pushed so much. I've been a Drew McIntyre fan ever since he debuted over a decade ago in WWE. So I'm really hopeful that he's gonna finally get his moment. But again, we'll see tomorrow night. And well, that's gonna do it for this different version of the Men in Tights podcast. Hope you enjoyed watching and listening to me this time. And if you didn't, thanks for watching anyway. And I'll have my pay-per-view recap next weekend. Hopefully my mental situation will be different, so that I'll be able to give it to you in the normal format that I usually do. In the meantime, you can check out my retro film reviews that I have on the channel. You can check out my worst to best rankings, my classic wrestling pay-per-views. I just uploaded Royal Rumble 2000 on here a couple of days ago, 20th anniversary of that event. Make sure you check that one out. My other film reviews, my other podcasts that I have on here, check all those out. Those are all right here on the channel, on the archives, blah, blah, blah. And subscribe to the podcast here on YouTube or Spotify, Google Podcasts, CastBox, Radio Public, wherever you can find the podcast. Follow me on Twitter at IamFozitude for, you know, the podcast updates, or if you want to just chat with me, I do that as well a lot on there. Follow me on Instagram and Vero at Fozitude. It's the same name on both, and you can chat with me on there as well if you like to. And if not, that's fine too. and support the podcast on Patreon, I call it my Hall of Justice, for only $1 a month. Yeah, I changed it from 5 to 1 because I figured 1 is more reasonable to work with, and you know, it's only $1. And the link for that is in the description below, and Manatized Podcast Store as well, for shirts, stickers, magnets, wall art, and you know, link for that is down there as well. And like I always say, thank you for subscribing and for tuning in, watching me and listening to me, and I love and appreciate every single one of you do, because you know, some of the few of you that I get to talk to who do check me out on here, I genuinely love and appreciate everything that you guys do. You guys keep me going, and like when I'm having my moments up here, you guys help keep me grounded. So thank you, and I hope you all enjoy your weekend and that you'll enjoy the Royal Rumble. Man, it's not the most exciting card, but hey, sometimes the least exciting card on paper ends up being the best ones. This has been the Manatized Podcast. I am Julian, and I will see you all next time.